Anytime you're ready, I'm ready for you.
Hi, this is your host, Lynn Suzik. Thanks for joining me back on His Ability, where we talk about many issues now. God keeps opening up new and more and more issues. We're reaching out to the handicapped community, but as well, we talk about a lot of spiritual subjects, and I'm just so pleased that God keeps putting people in my path that I can bring to my program. I have with me today an author, new author, Jeannie Marcoux. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Lynn.
We're just pleased to have you on today, and it's very exciting. New, you just published a book called what?
War of the Spirits, Knighthood of the Brethren.
War of the Spirits, Knighthood of the Brethren. And your book, Jeannie, reminds me of Pilgrim's Progress. I don't know how many people know about that book, but it's a lot about, it's a kind of a characterization of spiritual warfare, and it's for children. Yours is much simpler to read, so anybody that likes Pilgrim's Progress is going to love your book. Mm-hmm. And why don't you tell us a little bit about how you were inspired to do it and what's involved in the book? What age group is it?
I'll start back when I was in ninth grade. My mm-hmm. English teacher said to me, "Gene, I believe you're the makings of a professional writer someday." I didn't believe him. Mm-hmm. Satan's a liar.
Right.
Then I've had other people, I've had prophecies from total strangers come up to me and talk to me about my writing. And I guess that's what convinced me to start writing. And this Knighthood of the Brethren, mm-hmm. this is a fictional, adventuresome story. It's a page-turner. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. And I give God the glory, of course, for it. But it's about an army of 40 youth that are assigned by the Lord God Almighty to go against certain demons mm-hmm. that control key people. And there's a sea creature in it. There's a Shroud of Turin in it. I did a lot of research on different things like that. Lawrence of Arabia's in it. I mean, it's really, it had to be the Holy Spirit because I couldn't have came up with these bizarre scenarios. And the demons are pretty graphic, yet I feel comfortable with like 10, ages 10 to 110 reading it.
So it's not as I know Frank Peretti does a book and it's really graphic. I don't, but yours is more for children, so.
Well, it's ages 10 to 110.
Oh, okay.
It describes demons and, but, you know, and they're pretty scary, let's face it, because demons are.
Yeah.
I imagine they are.
Right.
So it doesn't get to the point where it would scare a child.
Oh, okay. Okay, you've had some feedback on that. You've had some feedback on that.
Oh, yes. I have a 10-year-old that actually loved it.
They're not giving them nightmares.
15-year-old said to her dad, "Where's the second book, Daddy?" And he says, "Well, she hasn't written yet." And she goes, "No, you don't understand, Daddy.
Right.
You got to find out what happens. She's got to write that second book."
So if you have kids that have been interested in, and just wanting stuff like Harry Potter, this is a good book for them if you're Christian. You'd rather direct them in this direction.
It draws the Harry Potter crowd into the light, back into the light,
right.
I should say.
Right.
And also, I have a 78-year-old woman that absolutely loved it too. So
right, drawn as people. We're drawn as into the supernatural, and we should be because our spirit is supernatural.
Right,
and we need to direct and fulfill that craving with the right things. And because God is supernatural, and we need to be walking in the power that Paul walked in. Jesus directs us to do so, and that's where I'm going. I'm on a path of that myself. We've been brought up in the charismatic renewal, and I'm all about speaking in tongues, word of knowledge,
right.
And the
full armor of God.
The armor of God.
That's
and
key in
how
the story.
To use that. And we're just.
Oh, it's powerful.
We need our children to learn this early.
And you know, what spurred me on to doing workbooks, because I've got a workbook ages 10 to 14 and 15 to adult, is because my youth pastor at our church approached me and said, "Gina, I think I want to teach from your book." So God adopted my spirit to do these workbooks, and mm-hmm. I've had phenomenal raves. We have youth pastors. We have adult Bible studies using them. A couple high schools are showing interest. Their mm-hmm. curriculum books, 18 weeks.
And what does the workbook help them with? It
teaches them about the power that they have within themselves.
Amen.
As far as the full armor of God, the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, as formidable weapons against the dark forces that have invaded our world.
Mm-hmm.
And we know even right now, troubled times, we need to know we have to hold on to that power and use it against the demons and the evil spirits of this world.
Amen. We have We have the power of Christ within us, the power that raised Christ from the dead, and we don't know how to use it.
So that's what this book does.
We need to teach it.
So it's entertaining, beautiful way, but it shows you what you can have, the power you can have within you through Jesus Christ.
Jean, can you give us an example from the book, maybe one of the things that happens to one of the characters, or who's the main character?
Michael McKnight, of all things. He's the main character, and this is Cutie Gets Smitten with this young girl named Felicia Navidad. I had fun with those names. Michael, at first, he's weak, and he doesn't know the power, and as the book progresses, he gets stronger and stronger, and knows who he is in Christ, and he teaches 30 other 9 youth. And, there's anti-gravitational boots, there's, like I said, a sea creature, there's a witch doctor. It's just fun. It's a page-turner, but it's also full of scripture and wisdom in
Wonderful.
The Lord.
Wonderful.
So it's an awesome book, you know, for parents to have for their children, but also for the parents, too.
And it's called what again?
War of the Spirits, Knighthood of the Brethren.
Okay. Now, Jeannie, how do we get a hold of this book?
Well, go to our website, our ministry website. Excuse me. It's stillwatersintl.com. So that's stillwatersintl.com. And that has a section about our books, but it also shows our vision for the underprivileged children. We want to start a holistic medical center, a camp for the kids, a children's home. Mm-hmm. All this with a good portion of the proceeds from my books.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're all about, is helping the kids.
Okay. And so it's stillwatersintl.com.
That's right.
Okay. And you can order that online right now.
Right.
And you've got vision for bigger things. God's just giving you, flooding you with possibilities with
More
this book and a movie and
video games. Yes, I
oh
have a screenplay
goodness.
Writer that
wonderful.
Know somebody in Hollywood. He used to work with Kevin Costner's group, and so we're gonna get hooked up with a movie, I believe, in the future, and video games and
Amen.
Comic books. I have somebody working on a comic book, T-shirts,
right.
sweatshirts, hats. Charm bracelets, and it's all about Jesus and reminding us to put on the full armor of God on a daily basis.
And
it's so needed.
Right. The front of the book shows a person, the
That's
main
Michael.
Character, and
yes.
he's got like the full armor of God on.
Right.
It's a characterization. It's kind of like a cartoon, and he's fighting. There's even a picture of a demon on the
right.
front, because let's face it, they're there, and we need to be aware of them. But we're not, our focus is on God. And a lot of people, you know, they may argue, well, I don't like to think about them, you know.
Right.
But there's angels around, too.
Yeah, there's a warrior angel with a flaming sword also on the cover behind
right.
Michael McKnight.
Right. So we need to be fully aware of what's going on and ask God to give us revelation while we're reading the scriptures, because there's just so much there that we're not aware of. Most Christians are not walking in that power.
Yeah,
but if you believe God's been telling you there's more, and I know there is, that you need to read this book. It's simple enough for children, but it's deep enough for adults.
Amen.
And we want to promote that. So I know that God's working through you, Jeannie, and I know you've been talking about publishing this book for a long time. So, so again, we're talking to Jeannie Marcoux, and she's the author of the new book coming out, or it's actually out already, War of the Spirits, Knighthood of the Brethren, and it's already out, and we just want to direct you to the website, which we'll mention again in a minute. And Jeannie, you've been getting some good feedback on that and people wanting more. So what do you have in mind for a sequel?
Well, the sequel is going to come down the pike in 2009, and that's War of the Spirits, Pirates of the Emerald Seas. And I know it's the Lord, because 2 days after he told me the name of that, this lady came up to me. She overheard me telling somebody about the name of the title of the sequel. And she says, well, Jean, I have a workbook on pirates that I just put together for class. It's everything you need to know.
Mm.
And so I believe that was confirmation from the Lord that that's what it's going to be. That's going to be a very exciting book. I can't wait. But I'm working on one now for ages 6 to 9 on spiritual warfare. So I have to get that one done first. It'll be less graphic with the demons.
But okay.
Teaches the kids, the young kids, start them off right. Teach them about spiritual warfare, the power they have within them. So that one's coming up the next couple of months. And then the sequel, Pirates of the Emerald Sea. So that's very exciting. God gave me the plot, the characters, everything.
Okay.
So
what's that one going to be? What's the main? Let's go back to the one that we have now. What is the plot like for the one that, this first one, War of the Spirits?
Knighthood of the Brethren.
Knighthood of the Brethren.
Well, again, it's army of 40 youth that go out. They're assigned by the Lord to go against different demons.
40 youth.
40 youth.
Like children?
Yes.
Or?
Well, they're ages 16, 14 to 16, basically. They go against the demons the Lord assigns to them. They go all over on different mission trips in the Africa and New Guinea. And
how does the book help people to understand what's going on in their world, the real world?
They'll connect when they hear some of the, and they hear the demons, like the spirit of greed.
The kind of things that they're speaking to our heads.
Yes.
And how we fight that with the word of God.
Right.
And you teach the word of God. How to do that.
Yeah, the different spirits that we come across every day.
Because we recognize, I know when I'm teaching that with our youth group, we talk about the things that we've learned are going on in our heads that are not our own thoughts.
Right.
And that when Satan's talking to us, when demons are talking to us, and especially when there's something that pretty much attached to us that we hear over and over, this is basically, it's like it's counseling at its best when we can get rid of that and learn, well, hey, okay, I've got a problem going on with this particular problem and it's demonic and I need to fight against it with the word of God. And then you're searching the scriptures and then you're learning which ones fight against that. And when you speak it out of your mouth, it gets rid of it.
Then an important one we have to fight right now with the economy the way it is the spirit of fear.
Mm-hmm.
So you get in that scripture, you learn that.
Fear's
a
strong one for everything.
Demon.
You know, fear is the opposite of faith.
That's
you know, so when we're giving into fear, we're believing in, you know, Satan. We want to put our faith in the right thing.
Okay, the website again is www.stillwatersintl.com.
Stillwatersintl.com. And that's where you can go to get the book from Jeannie Marcoux. And
also the workbooks.
And the workbooks, too.
Yes.
Okay, visit that website for us. And Jeannie, thanks so much for joining me on this program. And I know we'll be talking to you again.
We love you, Lynn.
Okay, thank you. We love you, too. See you next week.